Salesforce objects are linked together to create relationships. And understanding these relationships will not only help you navigate around Salesforce, but will also make it easier to configure Salesforce to your company's requirements. For example, the account object is related to the contact, opportunity, and case objects. So when you're looking at an account record, any related contacts, opportunities, and cases will appear in related lists below the record. Shortcuts to these related lists appear as links at the top of the record. Click a link or hover over it to see the records in the related list, and click a record in the list to go to that record. When you're looking at a related record, you will see its related parent record as a link in what is known as a lookup. Clicking this lookup will take you back up to the parent record. Contacts can be added to multiple accounts if the Allow Users to Relate a Contact to Multiple Accounts setting is turned on in the account settings. For this, the admin needs to customize both the account and contact page layouts to display the related contacts related list instead of or in addition to the contacts related list. You can navigate between all related records in this way, using the related lists on a parent record to navigate down to its related records, and the lookup on a related record to navigate up to its parent. Salesforce objects are linked together to create relationships, and understanding these relationships will not only help you navigate around Salesforce, but will also make it easier to configure Salesforce to your company's requirements. For example, the account object is related to the contact, opportunity, and case objects. So when you're looking at an account record, any related contacts, opportunities, and cases will appear in related lists below the record. Shortcuts to these related lists appear as links at the top of the record. Click a link or hover over it to see the records in the related list, and click a record in the list to go to that record. To prepare for the meeting with Allison, Rob does some research on Lightning Experience. He finds out that Lightning Experience is currently geared toward sales team and most features from other clouds aren't available yet, and some sales features aren't available either. Lightning Experience is designed to help sales reps work more naturally and close more deals faster. Some of its key features are, from the new, intelligent homepage, sales reps can monitor their performance with the help of performance charts and can get insights on key accounts with the help of account insights and stay on track by seeing exactly what needs to be done. In the opportunity and lead workspaces, sales reps can track the company's sales process by following the various stages and the parameters set for completion of each stage. The sales reps can mark stages as complete when they meet the criteria and are ready to move to the next stage. The improved search feature facilitates the users to find records faster, which includes recent records and top results. The details feature facilitates the user to see all record details on the details tab. Rob finds out Lightning Experience can be used by a B2B sales organization that uses sales features such as accounts, contacts, leads, opportunities, and custom objects. It can be enabled for a subset of users. This flexibility means the sales team can move to the new interface now while the rest of the organization can continue to use Salesforce Classic. Or a Lightning Experience pilot can be run with a small group of sales reps without disrupting everyone else until Allison knows that the new interface provides what the sales team needs. Lightning Experience can also be used in the organizations where the sales reps want to reboot their Salesforce implementation, as it is a great opportunity to introduce new features because they're doing change management anyway. Rob is already starting to receive feedback for some of the things he's done so far. So let's take a look at what he has accomplished in this module. Rob has met the AW Computing executive team and heard about some of the things they're going to ask him to do. He's logged in and updated his chatter photo and profile, so that users know a little more about him. He's learned about the standard objects in Salesforce and how they're related, and how he can use this knowledge to navigate around the user interface. He's also learned about how tabs are grouped into apps to further help him navigate. He's learned about Lightning Experience, the new user interface, and how it is enabled. Finally, he's discovered where he can go to learn even more about Salesforce features as he progresses through this course.